Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget that a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for all that you're doing to keep America moving along. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website and take advantage of the things we have over there, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the Pfizer COVID vaccine is going to be distributed this week, coming up starting Monday. Help is already on the way because, according to the Wall Street Journal, United Airlines is beginning charter flights of the Pfizer vaccine all across the country right now.
Yes, that's exactly right. And again, the fruits of Operation Warp Speed on display for the entire country to see. Again, it's a very good thing, and this is the very first step. And yes, of course, the first responders and many of the elderly, high risk groups will get this vaccine first, ultimately. But it is a very, very good thing because it's perhaps the first step, even a small one, towards having a much more normal time in our lives. And I think people are absolutely craving that.
Well, it is, and we'll see where it goes from there. And I've already been contacted about the vaccine when it becomes available, so they're going to call me, and, you know, we'll go from there. Now, I do have the immunity, but still, it's better to be safe than sorry. At least that's my thought. All right, here we go. Something happened in Tehran yesterday, and it was good for the good guys and bad for the bad guys. And then we had somebody comment, a former Obama CIA director, John Brennan. But let's start with the good stuff. Israel may have killed the top Iranian nuclear weapons scientist to avert the dangerous threat, with all of these reports coming from Iran, with overproducing the centrifuges and having more than they need for not bomb, but bombs and missiles that they could put nuclear warheads on, provided they could hit what they were aiming at. But after we heard that, and I didn't have any problem with that, In chimes Obama CIA Director John Brennan, Mr. Iran. You know, he learned how to speak, he became a Muslim while he was on station in Iran, and he learned how to speak Farsi and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff over there. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Okay, well, he said the killing of the Iranian nuclear scientist was reckless and criminal.
Well, of course, the Israelis have to take into account the very fact that you have these people in Iran, the regime, their mechanisms basically are designed to do one thing, and that is to get rid of Israel. I mean, this is unfortunately, I'm not trying to be oversimplified, but that's what they're dealing with every day. You go back, I think it was in the 80s, you remember they hit Iraq because Iraq was starting that kind of thing. And so the Israeli Defense Forces and the Israeli government have little choice. Whether they're taking out the bomb maker, who makes the bombs that people bring into, a public arrest, you know, to a restaurant with the backpack bomber, that kind of thing, whether they're, taking out a bomb maker there or taking out a nuclear scientist who's doing nothing but trying to make nuclear weapons, to intimidate or attack Israel, that's their prerogative. They absolutely have to do what they have to do.
That's right.
And what's more reckless, and I'll tell you this much, what's more reckless is getting back into the ridiculous Iran nuclear treaty deal or whatever
that's
it was.
That's right.
Because that's going to help embolden Iran. What President Trump was doing, this was the right thing to do, and that is to isolate Iran and get the Arab states of surrounding Israel in the Middle East to make peace with Israel, get everybody on the same page against a common enemy, which is the Iran regime. That's just that simple.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is planning to move some $455 billion in coronavirus relief out of reach of Joe Biden. I wonder why he's doing that.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Of course, you know, all this talk of what Biden's going to do about shutting down the virus and all this kind of stuff is just all still sounds so much just like campaign.
But he needs money to pay for all these free programs he's going to be giving out there: free college, free this, free that, making all the illegals that are here, only 11 million of them, of course, making the illegals legal and giving them three hots and a cot and all that stuff. He's got to have money, so he's going to be grabbing so Mnuchin can move this coronavirus money out of his reach.
Yep, and so he should.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and when we do, James Clyburn is not happy with Joe Biden still. Neither is the squad. And oh, by the way, a very interesting move yesterday at the Department of Defense, and we'll tell you what that was. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that there windshield that you got, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you want to get it replaced, all you got to do is get a hold of Auto Glass America by giving them a call at 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and when they come to you to fix and replace your windshield, not fix, but replace your windshield, you will not only get a brand new windshield, totally guaranteed, but you'll also get $100 dropped in your hand after they put the windshield in. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you're in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance because they handle the claim. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and Port Charlotte too, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come right to your home or your office, process the insurance claim, and give you, voila, a brand new windshield and put $100 in your hand when they get done. So call them up, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them I sent you. Tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you, and you'll get yourself a great windshield and $100 to boot. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, Mr. Right. By the way, everybody in the chat room's happy now, right?
I hope so, absolutely.
Okay, well, here we go. Biden ally, Congressman James Clyburn from South Carolina, is turning up the heat on the cabinet pick, sparking an uproar amongst Democrats as he wants more black people considered. And he's not happy with the one black woman that's on the cabinet. He wants more somehow, somewhere along the line. And then the squad is still chiming in. They want more progressives in a Biden cabinet. Well, there's only so much room for so many people, and they ain't there, are they?
Well, no, they're not. And honestly, Captain, this is really where this is a big story.
that, of course, we'll see how it's really framed in the mainstream media, what I call the truth over facts media, basically, because there is trouble in Biden land. There's no doubt about it, and it's going to continue to fester. And, of course, James Clyburn, he's lobbying, I believe, for a someone to be appointed Secretary of Agriculture and that person to be an African-American, inciting about rural America is not just Nebraska and Iowa, he says, and has to do with African Americans on plantations and this kind of thing, and wants someone to oversee that part of the country. But unfortunately, I think what he's doing, he's actually kind of just, again, showing what identity politics is really all about. You know, and so again, whatever president is going to pick of well-qualified people, people who are ready for the job, and it shouldn't matter what color they are. And so I think you should see many different people, many different jobs of different colors and ethnicities, basically. That's really the promise of America. But when you get down to this identity politics stuff, it just segregates people more and more and more, and it's not productive.
Now, something else that happened yesterday that got reported very quietly is a quiet Defense Department purge, which saw some 11 high-profile advisors that sat on a think tank, if you will, for the DOD, including Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright. They were replaced yesterday and taken off that little think tank thing by the Secretary of Department of Defense. And I don't have a problem with that because what the hell do they need Kissinger or Madeleine Albright for anymore? Nothing.
Well, right. Well, again, this is, I think, you know, President Trump making some pretty bold moves on this. There's, again, the whole tilt toward globalism, where in many ways, it can be a good thing in the sense of international cooperation, formation of stronger international law, better for many different countries of the world to bind together under common sort of values and this kind of thing, protect your own interests and the interests of your allies. But some of the globalism and that we've heard about and doesn't seem to really favor America. And this is why Biden is even talking about, don't worry, we're getting rid of America first, as if that sounds like a great thing. You know, because, you know, again, that's more campaign type stuff. But what President Trump was doing was actually strengthening our alliances. He was actually making quote unquote globalism actually practical in that regard. But the globalism of some of these folks that have been around for so very long doesn't seem to go to really line up with that whole idea.
Yeah. And again, this is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing.
Right.
And the media was trying to portray it as if, oh my goodness, they got rid of Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright. Oh, it's terrible. Well, what have they done for us lately?
Right. Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kissinger was at that new economy forum that Bloomberg was holding just recently.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, and all this stuff. And again, what happens is it's kind of, I want to say, sort of an elite sort of.
And by the way, when has Bloomberg been right about the economy?
Right, well.
Or anything.
Well, he spent a lot of money, and he spent a lot of money in Florida, by the way, and look what happened there.
Yeah, he lost. He got his butt handed to him.
That's right.
He should have known that when he couldn't even gather a half of a percent when he ran for the presidency.
That's right, didn't he? But he got American Samoa.
Yeah, Samoans, they better go harvest some more coconuts.
Well, but also I think it's a real good lesson too. Look at how the election was conducted in your state of Florida. It was done the right way. And imagine if that could have been, you know, applied in some of these other states, we may not be having this major catastrophe that's going on right now.
Yeah, you're right. You saw what happened to the statues on Thanksgiving Day, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, they're calling at the protesters, which is predominantly Antifa, again, folks. The protesters are calling it decolonization.
That's what they did. Decolonization. By defacing in Portland, Oregon, the United States Veterans War Memorial statue that was there, and other statues on Thanksgiving all across the country. And there were three arrests made because they had cameras on the statue there in Portland. So the dummy idiots over there did not realize that while they were trying to deface and do what they did to the statue, smile, you're on candid camera.
Right. Well, see, this is the what they call the land back, as you mentioned, decolonization. And they abhor the Thanksgiving holiday, and on it goes. And it's just, it's really very, very sad, first and foremost. And second of all, you know, it seems like, you know, they're not really demonstrating with their own lives.
Right.
To bring this great truth or some other kind of a thing. You know, they're knocking down statues, but if they really thought, and again, I think they're calling for all U.S. public lands to be given back to, Native Americans.
Yep.
But why don't have they given their home to a Native American anytime recently? and I'm not trying to.
Doesn't work too much money.
Well, see, the thing is, it's so easy to say, here's, you know, and go out and do violence and vandalism. But not have any real heartfelt application to this makes them another group that's defacing statues.
Okay, let's talk about Sidney Powell because some of her legal documents were revealed yesterday in her suit that she's got going on, and she's alleging that she has evidence that now ties the voter machines directly to Iran and China action.
Well, and that's real big. I mean,
if it's accurate.
If it's accurate, that's exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. If this can be shown, it sort of goes together with this, what appears to be this alleged vast operation that would have gone on. And of course, these kinds of red flags, again, if shown to be true, should be abhorrent to every American. One would know for certain that, and again, because of the media, the way the media covers things, and the way that the mass media interacts with the public, if this was a Biden issue, if Biden was bringing this out, saying, "Well, these all track back to Russia," this would be the major story all day long, every day, all day. They'd preempt Christmas for that kind of story, it would seem. And I'm trying to just be facetious there, but the idea is that again, anytime we have real foreign intervention, not the Russia hoax, but this could be evidence of real foreign intervention.
Well, we'll see. I can go with the China thing. I can almost believe the Iranian thing, but boy, she better have the proof, because I'm telling you, she's tippy-toeing along a very fine line right now with some of these accusations.
Right, exactly.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, we're coming back with more, and when we come back, the U.S. was busy in Central and South America yesterday for a couple of different reasons. I'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A recount in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin has added 132 votes to the total for President-elect Joe Biden. The director of the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, Julietta Henry, thanked staff.
They were extremely, extremely dedicated to this process, and I'm proud even with the number of individuals that came through this room these last 6 days. We had over 3,600 visitors, including our inspectors as well as observers.
The results came in late Friday, 1 week after the recount of nearly 460,000 ballots began. Joe Biden now holds a 20,000-vote lead in Wisconsin. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on a week where it crossed 30,000 for the first time ever closed at 29,900. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at record highs in a shortened day of Black Friday trading. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Roof from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com.
Alrighty, and we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Two things happened yesterday in Central and South America that went a little bit unnoticed. The first one was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, he sent through channels to Venezuela that he wanted the six former Citgo executives that were convicted and sentenced and given 8-year jail terms in Venezuela returned to the United States. I'm sure that if that's able to be done, you're going to hear about a lot, and I mean a lot, of money or something changing hands for Venezuela, because we've got them pretty much under lockdown with sanctions and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. So they're going to want something big in return, aren't they?
One would think. And again, this seemed to be, and they've been held there for 3 years. These six people from Citgo. And, I would agree. Yeah, they're going to want something.
And then we had an action Now, this wasn't just about drugs. We're in Central America for drugs all the time with our military and the DEA and all that sort of stuff. But we helped arrest 700 gang members in Central America for sex trafficking, for crimes against humanity, for the drugs and other things pertaining to what these gang members were doing. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is. And primarily these were MS-13 and what they call 18th Street gang members. And so, right, this is huge. And the level of heinous, you know, crimes is just untold.
Now, we have another situation going on here pertaining to the Middle East. We talked about the B-52s that went over there, right?
Right, right.
Talked about the B-1 bomber that went over there with a special stealth missile, right?
Right.
Now we've got the USS Nimitz carrier strike group moving into the Middle East.
Wow. Well, that is big time. And again, you know, there was a lot of talk about perhaps a possible strike against Iran. We now see what the Israelis have done, taking out one of their top nuclear scientists, we believe, at least at this hour. That's apparently what's happened. So again, I think it just goes to having everything on the table. We don't know what things are going on, especially with the idea maybe President Trump, looking at the real possibilities here. I think he's just getting up to what Trump warp speed looks like, maybe trying to get some things done and wants to make sure everybody understands that he can do what he needs to do if he has to do it.
Well, we're definitely positioning our assets to be in a position to perhaps defend Israel if Iran goes after them, especially after the strike that Israel just made against the number one nuclear scientist. You would think that Iran will strike back in some way, you would think.
You would think, and again, it puts everything on the table in the sense of, well, if we do this, there's going to be certainly a reaction from the United States, whether that has to do with continuing to stop their ability to either continue to develop these weapons, perfect them, and or deliver them. Again, having the Nimitz there means business.
Now, the U.S. announced that they've already done this, but they announced that they had closed 10 bases in Afghanistan as part of the withdrawal there. They didn't close them per se. They just pulled out of them and gave them to the Afghanis.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but again, this is all part and parcel of President Trump's promises and his general outlook on the foreign wars and troops overseas. I think trying to make some of these changes. But again, there was a headline the other day, Captain. Only Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump in the modern era here have been the only presidents not to send troops into a new conflict, that is, to initiate some new conflict somewhere. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people who are very happy about the idea that we're not fighting some other thing in another place. But Joe Biden and his cohorts, I think, might have different philosophies about that these days.
Well, yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
Yep.
In the meantime, the Justice Department is considering new ways to execute convicted murderers. Now, some of this might be using gas or firing squads for executions.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty heavy duty, to say the least. Now, of course, what someone will do is they will have you'll definitely have lawsuits about that, in the idea that there could be cruel and unusual punishment involved in a firing squad or these kinds of things. But for so many years, Captain, I recall even in California, I think they had the gas chamber, basically.
Yeah.
I
think it was Utah. There was a general by the name of Gary Gilmore.
Right.
And they killed him. They executed him by firing squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, you know, this is... Yeah, but what's come to be sort of the norm, obviously, has been the lethal injection, and where someone is actually, you know, they're actually put into a state of sleep, basically, before the actual lethal injection is given. But honestly, you know, it's is there a good way to put somebody to death? I don't think so, but it's sometimes
you'd have to ask Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah.
Dr. Death.
Oh yeah, I remember Dr.
Michigan.
Kevorkian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell us about California, because LA went and did something that doesn't affect you yet, but it might.
Well, that's right, Captain. On Friday, that would be yesterday to many of our listeners, still Friday. Well, no, it's after. It's Saturday here in California now.
Yep, it's a weekend.
But it is on Friday, Los Angeles County has now issued stay-at-home orders that are going to be effective through December 20th. And this means that they're literally, this is what they're saying that they're banning the gathering together of people, either publicly or privately. However, they're not closing down trails or parks, basically, but it's going in, it's a lot more restrictive than just not having any dine-in restaurants or these kinds of things. So this is a big thing, because they have hit now the 4,500 cases per day or something like that. They've hit the threshold that they didn't think they would hit until sometime in December. But it does, according to the story, it does ban people from gathering with others who aren't in their households.
Now, finally, yesterday I actually saw Santa Claus from Christmas, Florida, and yes, it was Santa Claus from Christmas, Florida. That's his name. That's where he lives. He had Donner and Blitzen with him, the two reindeer. He had a big, fancy-dancy four-wheel drive red, a fire engine, red, I might add, Nissan pickup truck, a big all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive deal, towing this trailer, and it said Santa Claus with Donner and Blitzen, come see us. And he was in the parking lot of a Target that I happened to drive into, and I almost passed out when I saw it. But the reason I'm saying that is because the shopping malls and the big box stores now have a new Christmas look. You know what it is?
What's that?
Santa Claus behind the plexiglass. The kids can't sit on Santa's lap anymore.
Well, right. Well, I think, you know, Santa's just trying to demonstrate that, you know, we're going to have some social distancing this time around.
But
it's Santa, yeah. I don't think he can get COVID, you know.
Now, the reindeer are out front, maybe, but Santa's behind the plexiglass.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's really a real sign of the times. But that's why this vaccine is so important. And it's important that we see how it works and that it works and hopefully get people back to their normal lives. There's a lot of, you know, and I think again, Captain, we just need to give encouragement to the listeners, you know, because this has a real effect on people, and we are going to get through it. And the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with our final Truckers Highway and Byway report of the morning. For everybody out there, and we'll see if the weather has indeed changed, which it might have. You don't know. It's a weekend, and we do have some weather in the southwest moving across I-40. We'll let you know about it. Plus, there is some weather out west, and Kyle will let you know about that. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there and take advantage of that nice free hot cup of coffee they'll give you by telling them the Captain's America Third Watch told you to stop. The captain told you to stop and get yourself a cup of coffee. And while you're there, think about joining the Truckers Club, because you'll get points for the Drivers Club, they call it. You'll get points for the fuel you buy at the pump, the food you get in the restaurant, and the supplies that you buy in the store. And they've also got an RV club there, too, where you can use that for discounts on the fuel and whatnot. Same thing as the drivers, but a little different because of the way that works for you. All right, and we're going to go rooster cruising.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive and hair ride feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that says I'm my dad. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And that's Kyle Warren's favorite, because you sit there and tap your toes to that. I know you do.
I do. Yeah, I like that. I like that one a lot.
Yep. Yep, and there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. All right, a slow-moving low-pressure system is spreading locally heavy rainfall and thunderstorms across portions of the Gulf Coast and southeast U.S. through Sunday. We do have a gale warning down there from about Pensacola all the way over into Big Bend in Florida today, and it's offshore. Also, in the wake of the system, cooler air will gradually overtake the plains, and above normal temperatures will linger over the East Coast with dry and gusty conditions, resulting in what could be some more fire weather threats over parts of Southern California. But in the meantime, we got some weather out west. Go for it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up in Big Sky Country tonight. Lake wind advisory in northeastern Montana. And then a high wind warning, and this is covering a large part of northern Montana, in the Great Falls area, reaching all the way down towards, Stanford and Hobson, in the Lewis and Clark National Forest area there. This little bit north of Helena is this wind warning is there, along I-15. And then as we head over towards the Pacific Northwest, in Seattle, Washington right now, Captain, is reading at 47 degrees and rain showers going on right now. Portland looks like it might be getting rain about on Monday or so, according to the forecast. We got some air stagnation in the central part of the state, and also, get this, freezing fog advisory in southern Oregon as you travel down or up Interstate 5 in the Medford, Grants Pass area. Freezing fog advisory, so be careful there. Freeze warning in California Central Valley along 99 and Interstate 5. Fire weather warning, as you mentioned, this is north of L.A. and Ventura, Oxnard, this is going to be, I believe, as a result of the Santa Ana winds that we've been having. Those have died down here in Orange County, so that's good, but also fire weather warning in the San Diego area. But the big story tonight, Captain, is the winter weather advisory going on right now in New Mexico.
Yep.
If you're traveling along I-40, Albuquerque, you've got snow in many areas, especially above 7,500 feet. And all this extends along I-40 as you travel towards Gallup if you're heading west, and also into Texas as well, we understand, into the Texas Panhandle.
Yeah, we've got some winter weather in the Clovis, New Mexico area too, Plainview. You're under the gun coming your way later. Looks like Amarillo, Lubbock. You've got a combination of weather coming your way, so just be advised of what it is that's going to happen. Now, down here in Florida, from, let's see here, from the Alabama-Mississippi line, right along the shoreline, all the way to about Big Bend, Florida, you've got a gale warning today along the coastline there, so be advised of that. Probably they'll be issuing some boat advisories. And then offshore, but not onshore, you've got a gale advisory over in South Carolina, the whole coastline of South Carolina along the ocean, as well as in the southern third of North Carolina right along the ocean right now. So that's what's going on there.
Exactly right, Captain. And again, you know, I think just off Florida as well, near the, in the Florida Panhandle, we've got small craft advisory going on there as well.
All right, so it did get rough enough to do that. Okay, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and follow me at Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
And we'll see you over there.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And now we're going to go over to Denise Simon. Well, it seems our little compadre, Sidney Powell, has done it again. This time, we've taken a look at some of the papers that have been filed, and there's several news reports that say that there's evidence in there that ties the voting machines to Iran and China.
Correct. I wouldn't say ties the voting machines, but that apparently there was some kind of intrusion and or access by Iran and China.
Do you suppose that happened when they were online, live on the internet, that we know they were?
Well, I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Uh-huh. So, is it possible that somebody intentionally put the machines online, live and in living color on the internet, so they could access them?
Well, I mean, they were connected to the internet.
But they weren't supposed to be on, like, public internet for anybody to see it. Jeez.
Well, you know, they have, there's an internet and then there's an infranet. And, you know, that is where you kind of access a, I don't want to say a private line, but, you know, a dedicated pipe.
Well, you have a series of firewalls where not everybody can get in.
Well, no. I mean, if I work for a company and I'm in the company, my office, I can use their system.
Right.
If I'm traveling and I'm in New York and I need to access my company system, I go in through the infranet.
Yep.
Or intranet, and that's probably what's happened here.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to find out because her case, of course, is working its way along. I don't know how fast it's going to move, and there's big news coming out of Pennsylvania last night. We'll get into that after the top of the hour with what's going to happen there. It looks like the president's case itself is on its way to the Supreme Court because of the appeals court that decided.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. However, there's another case that's there being brought by some congressional candidates about the absentee ballots and what they did and did not allow and the makeup of the ballot. And that has been, that's something different. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. So, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back. Hello to all those happy, 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 happy campers up there in upstate New York this weekend, enjoying the decent weather they got. And I'll be back with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.